Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who opens minds. That's what God's Word has for us this evening. It's another story from Easter. It's not the story of Thomas that we heard last week. It's not the story from John chapter 20, but it's the Easter story from Luke chapter 24. And it would have been nice to have read the whole story of the Emmaus disciples, but you can do that on your own. If you notice for the sermon tonight, I am picking up a couple of verses from the beginning of that story as Jesus talks to the Emmaus disciples first, and then he talks to them once again. So listen, please, for three openings. Three times that there's openings in these verses from Luke chapter 24. When Jesus was at table with the Emmaus disciples, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Then they ran the 7 miles all the way back to Jerusalem. And as they got back to Jerusalem, they went in where all the disciples were up in that upper room. And then we get verse 45. Jesus appears to them. And then Jesus, thirdly, opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. Opened minds. Aren't you glad that at Easter, it wasn't just the tomb that was opened? That on Easter, not only was the tomb opened to let the women and the disciples in, but Jesus opened minds. If Jesus had not opened their minds, then Easter would merely be a historical fact. Easter would merely be one of those Sundays that everybody shows up for church with their finery on and they have some very wonderful customs of Easter baskets and Easter eggs and those kinds of things. But it's much more than just the tomb that was opened. Jesus opened minds and hearts. Without having opened minds, you and I'd be wasting our time. We shouldn't even be here. If Jesus had not opened our minds, we wouldn't know Jesus and we wouldn't know the blessings that he gives to us. We certainly would not need to be here at all. Scripture tells us that if Christ had not been raised, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, if Christ had not been raised, we are then found to be false witnesses. And because we have testified about God and that he raised Christ from the dead. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. But Paul writes, for what I received, I passed on to you of number one importance, first importance, Christ did die for your sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then a whole list of others that he had appeared to you too. How very important it is that minds are opened. The world has closed minds. The world has no clarity about what the scriptures have to say. Until God comes in and opens their minds and helps them to see, they have absolutely no clarity. How important it is that God comes and does that for us. That is what he desires to do. That's the best opening of the Easter message for you and for me, knowing Jesus Christ and seeing Jesus Christ in all of Scripture. Have you noticed in the Scripture that the number three is really important? That in the Scriptures, it'll tell us, and then it'll tell us again, and then it'll tell us a third time. You know, third time's the charm. That God knows that we're made in that way, that if we're told something once, we'll probably forget it. If we're told twice, we might remember it, but it's pretty good by the third time that we will remember it. Well, if you were with us last weekend, you maybe would have noticed that in John chapter 20, as Jesus comes to his disciples on that first Easter, three times he says, "Peace be with you." Shalom, peace. Jesus needed to do that because they were so guilty and they were so frightened and they did not have that blessing. Well, how interesting that three times last weekend he says, "Peace be with you." Three times this weekend, as Luke tells us, an Easter story as well, he talks about the three openings. Not the tomb, but he talks about the fact that Jesus opened their eyes. Those Emmaus disciples that were blinded because they just couldn't understand and couldn't see, and they were so fearful and so many things that were happening. He opened their minds. Not only their eyes, but now their minds, so that they could understand the Scriptures. And he opened the Scriptures to them as well. Open minds, good thing, right? Well, the world tells us, you close-minded Christians, you need to have open minds, right? The world says to us as Christians, you are all close-minded, you are opinionated, you're inflexible, you're dogmatic. You need to have open minds. Ah, but what they mean by having open minds is to accept all kinds of different things that come, all kinds of opinions, all kinds of views. To be unbiased, to be very tolerant, to be compliant, to be open to all kinds of ideas. But what happens when people are open to all kinds of ideas? There's fear and confusion. There's no understanding of right and wrong. There's no set truth that's there. And there's just a major problem in society. The world demands that people be open-minded. And what happens with people being open-minded is then suddenly there's no right or wrong and there's no order to society and there's all kinds of problems. I mentioned at the very beginning that we have Brian Young here this weekend, how interesting that is, as he speaks about creationism versus evolution. As he speaks about how very important it is that we hear and know that God created all things, that the world is made through him. We know that there's all kinds of definitions for who God is and the sacred writings that are there. People will encourage us to read the Quran. They'll encourage us to read the Book of Mormon. They'll encourage us to read the Watchtower. They'll even come to your door and give you one. They'll encourage us to believe all kinds of things in this world. Some will even come and say, this is what the Bible says is true. Be open-minded and just listen and accept whatever it is that's there. Marriage is being redefined. Families are being destroyed because of same-sex marriages that they're talking about here today, because of cohabitation without marriage, because of all kinds of things that are happening. The healthcare issue is destroying families and ruining all kinds of things. The world says, everything's relative. You just need to be open-minded and be willing to accept whatever it is that comes our way. But we know that the Scriptures say, thus says the Lord. We know that the Scriptures say that there is a truth, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the way and the truth and the life. We, as Christians, have creeds, and we can say, this is most certainly true, knowing because God's Word says it, because our minds have been opened. How fascinating it is that as Jesus knew in his day as it is in this day of the blind leading the blind, he will say, can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? Boy, has that happened today. The blind leading the blind and society not getting better as a result of that, but much, much worse. You know, we shouldn't be too surprised because of the same temptation that Satan began clear at the very beginning. Genesis chapter 3. Do you remember? Satan came to Adam and Eve and said, did God say, don't you have an opinion on this? Didn't God say that this and this? And then Satan very deceitfully said to them, aw, you won't surely die, but you'll have open minds. Your eyes will be opened, and then you'll know good and evil. Well, their eyes were opened, weren't they? Their eyes were opened, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good when their eyes were opened. In fact, it happened that now they experienced guilt and shame and blame and fear and broken relationship with God and with each other. It was destroying the perfect relationship that God had designed for them. Satan says, open up your eyes and open up your mind to the ways of the world. And so many people still go with that same temptation. And they still experience the shame and the blame and all of those things that went along with it. Note the fear and the confusion that the disciples had. The disciples who had followed Jesus for 3 years, and Jesus had told them that he was going to suffer and die and rise again. And yet, because of their guilt, because of their fear, because of their self-centeredness, when Jesus comes to them, they're afraid. And last week we heard Jesus had to say to them 3 times, peace be with you. I've forgiven you. I give to you that peace. Jesus had to open their eyes. He had to open their minds. And he had to say to them, hey, fellas, it's just as I told you. The scriptures all said this, and I've been telling you this. And Jesus then needed to open the scriptures for them. Open the scriptures for us as well. It's really no surprise that the world today does not understand the scriptures. Because the world today says, it's all about me. So as they're reading the scriptures and they're thinking it's all about me, they read the scriptures and it says, thou shalt not. Take your pick, any of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not. Who are you to tell me what to do? It's all about me. I have my rights. I should be able to do whatever it is that I want to do. Just be open-minded about this. Shouldn't surprise us at all. That's why the scriptures will come and the first message, as Peter sharing with those Jews who didn't know Jesus yet, would say, repent and turn to God. You see, the message is, from the scriptures, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. Now, first, granted, it has to be about us. First of all, we need to read the scriptures and say, I, a poor, miserable sinner. Oh my, I have messed it up. My mind has been opened and all kinds of things have come into it. And sometimes, and most of the time, it's all about me. But I'm a poor, miserable sinner, and so I need a Savior. The key to having our eyes, our minds, the scriptures open, is to know it's about Jesus. Everything that was written about Jesus in Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, did you hear that as Jesus speaks to those disciples? All that was written about me has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Oh, how important it is. Kind of like little children. You know, little children, very self-centered, as they grow up, need to be taught, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you. That you need to share your toys. You need to be thinking about other people. You need to help out this way. You need to be doing this. Very much like little children. Isn't it fascinating that in the second scripture reading for tonight, in 1 John chapter 3, and I'm glad we sang about it here, that we're the children of God. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Loving parents patiently teach their children. Loving parents patiently try and help those children to learn and understand more things as they grow. Jesus does the same for you and for me. as the key to the Scriptures. As we read the Scriptures and see Him working in the Scriptures, He continues to lead us and guide us in the way of faith. As Peter and John were in that temple, and as through God's power this crippled man was healed, they came and thought it was all about Peter and John. Peter and John said, "Whoa, wait a minute. We didn't do that. It was in the name of Jesus." In the name of Jesus, that's where the power comes from. In the name of Jesus, that's how we are blessed. That's having minds opened. Minds opened, knowing that it is Jesus. And so we continually repent. One of the first things that we do in our worship service as we come together is we confess our sins and say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry. It was about me again this week. It was that sin that I continued to do because it was all about me. Forgive me for that sin." And Jesus says, "Peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven." And then He comes in and says, "I love you and care for you, and I continue to love you and want to lead you." And so our hearts are changed. Our minds are changed. Our eyes are changed. We are changed in Jesus. And so when we fall into that, "It's all about me," the ways of the world, Jesus will come and turn us and say, "Remember, it's all about me. Jesus, for you, for me, and for the world." That's the answer for our world today. The answer for our world today is for them to know it's about Jesus and what Jesus has done and continues to do and can do. I'm glad you're here tonight. Jesus is giving you His word, and in a few minutes, His sacrament, to strengthen our faith, to help us to live that life, to help us to turn and repent and continue to turn towards God. Jesus, the key to Scripture. Jesus, the key to our lives. Jesus, the blessing for you and for me, today and each and every day and for eternity. So may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds opened to Jesus Christ, opened until life everlasting. Amen.